Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry. Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue. It is another week of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. How are you, Mary?
I'm doing okay. We finally got some spring, but no leaves popping out yet.
Oh, we are in full swing. In fact, we've had our first heat wave already.
I know. That is unbelievable. You told me it was like 90-something the other day.
4 days in a row.
In April.
Yes. I cannot remember ever having that happen here in outside Philadelphia ever.
Wow. Well, how are you holding up?
Good. I'm very, very excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Good. Yeah, I'm too, because we've been talking about a book that you're very connected at the hip to right now, right? You're carrying it around with you.
I'm carrying it around. I'm reading it at red lights. It's a small book with a big message. Literally, you could sit down and read it in probably 2 to 3 hours. However, I find myself wanting to write notes down. It inspires a thought. It is so connected to our passion, to our vision, to the work, especially you and I have been playing a lot over the last couple of weeks offline, together in terms of bringing some great, great things forward in our coaching programs. And this book really connects with all of that. It connects with our desire to bring women together. It connects with the idea of collaboration. It connects with the idea of having an innate greatness in them. Mm. It connects with people pursuing their passion. It just connects with everything that I think you and I stand for.
And it's inspiring our podcast today.
It is inspiring our podcast today. And so this book is called The Think Big Manifesto. And it's really kind of the guidebook, the code, what it states, the manifesto for thinking big. And the author is a friend of mine, Michael Port, who lives close by, and I've had the pleasure of getting to know. He was actually my coach as we were writing our book, as you know, and
yep.
Helped inspire the name of our book. Really is someone who inspires through just being. I was on a call earlier this week, and that the interviewer was interviewing Michael, and I was listening to this call, and the interviewer, I think, put it really well, that anyone that describes Michael describes him as someone of integrity, down to earth, really wanting to have people do great things for the world together. And I think that really aptly describes him, is that he's just a person, a nice person, and just a person of integrity.
So, bless you. How would you like to talk about this book? Because I know there's a lot about it. Like you said, it's a small book. You can read it fast, but there's a lot about it that's been inspiring you. There was something in particular you and I were talking about, but how would you like to talk about this book today?
Well, one, we rarely plug books, but if
we
if
don't,
anyone
yeah,
wants to, they should go to Amazon and buy this book this week. It's selling out all over the place. I think that the subtitle is "Think You Can't Change Your Life and the World? Think Again."
Mm.
And so I think that's a place to start. Is that,
that
each
is,
of us,
yes,
yeah, you know, yeah, each of us have the ability by stepping in our own strengths, by stepping into what makes us truly who we are and that innate greatness that we have, by stepping into that, we can bring so much to the world.
You know, I love it because as soon as you said the subtitle, I realized that's one of our biggest passions is that we can change, that we can make a difference. We can change ourselves and the world. It's like it does plug into that. I often call it my big humanitarian vision.
Yeah. And big things don't, and can be global. Big things can be very local. Big things can be making a change in your own child and own family's life, if you have a team around you or at your workplace, or for yourself, starting first with yourself. And I think there's a part in the book where he talks about all the noise that goes on around us. And I think we are so bombarded by media and corporations and other people's noise.
Yeah.
And that noise can show up by somebody else, you know, having a bad day and turning and saying a negative thing to you.
Yeah.
To the media telling you that things are supposed to be a certain way, to our own internal thoughts saying, "Ooh, you can't do that. Ooh, who are you to think that you can do something big in the world?"
And it seems like to this time, this economic time,
yeah,
a lot of people are doing things that they have to do. There's a feeling of having to do it. So there's almost a like it's not the climate for thinking big, like logically, and yet what I'm finding is a lot of people are shifting to thinking differently, out of the box, you know,
yeah,
out of their comfort zone. They're getting creative in ways that we haven't when we're sort of in our little groove that's been working, you know, for however many years.
And I think that's a great point, Mary, is that you have a choice here. And so to react to anything that happens in your life, whether it's an economic downturn, whether it's, we're hearing right now, the swine flu, whether it's a major change in your life, a death of someone close to you, being told you have an illness, you always have a choice.
Hmm.
And the choice can be to shrink down, to kind of, you know, we hear people downsizing and holding back and looking at things scarcely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can I, like, get up in a ball? Like, I almost feel like getting into a ball and being as small and inconsequential and not noticed as possible.
Mm-hmm. Like a little hedgehog.
Yeah, you feel small. Or the opportunity, like you just said, to think outside the box. To come up with a new way of being, to reach out. This whole, and this is another big piece in the book is collaboration, to reach out and create new ways of communities coming together and sharing resources and, you know, stepping up to the plate and helping each other out. And, you know, we had some major disasters over the last couple of years in the United States, and you saw either people could think really small, or you saw great opportunities for communities to completely reinvent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was one city out west that the town was completely devastated, completely, like, leveled by a tornado.
Yeah.
Completely gone. And the town members stayed, and they recreated that town using wind and solar power.
Mm-hmm.
And they they had an opportunity to start fresh and start new.
Mm.
And so they could have said, oh, it's not worth rebuilding. They could have gone back to the old way of being.
Mm.
And it says they thought bigger than the circumstance.
Yeah.
And they completely reinvented what that town looks like.
Pretty darn exciting.
It's very exciting. You know, they have a new energy, literally a new energy source, and a new energy to the community, and a coming together, and a model for other communities. And so now they've also gained some kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, notoriety. They're a little famous.
That's a hard word to say.
It is when you're about to sneeze, too. And so they created that opportunity. And, you know, one of Michael's passion is bringing, you know, the whole Think Big Manifesto is kind of the guidebook to this revolution. And that if you go to Think Big Revolution, it's free. Like he says, nobody owns big ideas and big thinking. It's a community of people coming together to discuss, to share, to create this Think Big Revolution. And really having people reach out and connect with each other so that everybody is mutually successful.
Well, let's give that website so people can go there. I know you said buy the book on Amazon, but let's give them a website they can go to, and then before we go for our break.
They can buy the Think Big Manifesto by Michael Porter on Amazon, and he's also this week given out some great gifts along with that, so that's very cool too. Just as a bonus, the book in and of itself. I've already bought 10, and I just went in and bought 15 because, Mary, I know we've talked about that we want this to be part of our coaching program, is to be, you know, one of the gifts that members of our coaching program get because we so believe in the message.
Yep.
And they can also go to www.thinkbigrevolution.com. And join the revolution. And it so connects what you and I have talked about now for months in terms of women especially, but and men, all people, collaborating.
Yeah.
And that by bringing our greatnesses together, our unique strengths, by bringing these resources and reaching out. One, it's just so much more fun to play that way.
Mm-hmm.
And just the world it just can explode. The potential and the opportunities are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different than we've ever imagined it. I don't think we've even imagined it yet. That's part of the fun. We get to.
that's very cool. It's beyond what we, you know, the possibilities are beyond what we can even imagine, which is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's really, Michael writes this with his co-author, Mina Samuels, in a very conversational way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to listen to, and at the same time, it's confrontational.
Mm.
So it's easy to read, and it also makes you think.
Yeah.
Which is good. It kind of pushes against, you know, maybe some of the safe beliefs that you've had that have allowed you to stay in, I like what you said, hedgehog mode.
Yeah.
So what if I brought my head out of the sand? What if I didn't let my confidence, what if I didn't let me think, you know, just be small, you know, hide away? What if I publicly declare whatever it is my purpose is in my business? You know, if you're starting a new business, sometimes it can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I'm going to go into business for myself. That in and of itself is scary. And then you have people around you going, ooh, it's so hard to have your own business.
Right, you're not going to have this or that.
You're not going to have, you know, after you go through your friends, especially for those that start direct selling companies, well, you know, once you go through your friends, no one else is going to want to buy from you.
Yep.
Or it's already been done. Or, oh, there's so much competition out there.
Uh-huh. Oh, in this economy, you're going to start a business? Yeah.
Right. You know, or the people that say, oh, if you're working from home, are you really working? And if you work outside the home, oh, are you being a good, you know, mother, parent, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
You know, there's all those critics. And I think it starts with ourselves.
Yeah.
We are our own worst critic. And there's a great chapter in this book about quieting those voices. You know, overthrowing the judge, which is, we often call the fraud factor. And Milo has a good point where he goes, Control-Alt-Delete is a button not just used for computers to erase something that we don't want. It can be for ourselves, too.
And there's the choice. Let's talk about that more when we get back from our break, Sue. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Excellent.
We have a gift for you today. It's a short reading of an excerpt of Nelson Mandela's 1994 inaugural address. It's actually excerpted from Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love, and Nelson Mandela loved this piece and made it part of his inaugural address. It may be something that you've heard before, but maybe you haven't heard it in a while. So sit back for a minute and really let this in. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So here is to your gorgeous, talented, and fabulous self, and back to the show.
Well, hey, it's Mary and Sue. We're back with you, and we're pretty excited about this book. I haven't even read it yet, and I'm already excited about it.
I can read a few parts of it.
I know.
Here, I just read this.
Let me read this page to you. So it's called The Think Big Manifesto. It's by Michael Port with his co-writer, what's her name again?
Nina Samuels.
Great. There's a collaboration again right there.
A great collaboration. And, he invites everyone to join the Think Big Revolution in progress or to start your own revolution. That's the kind of cool thing on the page. And, there's a lot of, I just want to read a little bit about, why must we collaborate? He says, we will collaborate, cooperate, and join forces with other big thinkers to bring about the larger revolution our society needs if it is to survive. And that's kind of the confrontation. Like, you go,
yep.
He goes, rise up. The time has come. We cannot wait anymore. We've hidden behind, small thoughts or let ourselves be held back. And it's like, I'm comfortable sitting here, really liking my life. Or even if we're not liking our lives, we're a little uncomfortable in thinking about changing what we don't like. And he's really pushing us to think in a different way. And I won't say pushing. That's maybe strong. Well, in the way he is pushing, he's inspiring. He's, a call to arms in some ways in terms of not sitting back and allowing yourself to not use the gifts that you and live your purpose that you're meant to live.
There's a great spot right there for collaboration, because I know for me, I feel this in my own life. These things are changing. I'm being called to go do maybe bigger, better things than I've ever really done before. And there is part of me that doesn't want to get out of my comfort zone.
Right.
So what really helps me to take those steps, and all it is our steps, one step at a time, is to call somebody or connect with somebody or have lunch with somebody who is in moving toward that vision, who I know has a connection or is just a great thinker in my life. Yeah, that's what helps me, is to reach out, because otherwise it's too easy to get into that little tape loop of, no, you're fine. You don't need to do anything else. This will work.
Somebody else can do it. They're bigger than me. They have more reach.
Yeah, stay in your jammies.
Right, they know what they're doing. I have no idea where to start. I just know I have an idea.
Yeah.
And all the blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That, for all of us, that you might want to stay in our jammies, that, we really need to own up that it is just noise. Because we can hold on to, there's all good reasons. I'm busy. I'm busy building a business, or I'm busy doing something else, or I'm busy with my family, or I have too many, other responsibilities. And there's a lot of reasons, i.e. excuses, that we can help ourselves stay small. And I think I shared this with you before, all week. And even before that, because I've been part of the Think Big Revolution for a while. It's actually, Mike also hosts a call every week. I've often looked, you know, listened to myself or asked myself, so if you weren't thinking small about this, what would you do? Because sometimes it's too hard to say, if you thought big, what would you do?
Right.
And, you know, thank God Michael shares that he tries to think big every day, but doesn't always succeed.
Yeah, hello humans, yeah.
Hello human, right. You don't have to know. It's good to be able to identify a purpose, identify a goal, and live in integrity with that and do that every day. And so expand and think big, and some days you come up short. Some days you want to stay in your jammies. It's just, you know, don't stay in them for a week.
Yeah. You know, it just makes me think about what would it be like if we treated ourselves the way we treat our kids? Because I'm always encouraging my son to, you know, think bigger or look beyond it or not feel limited or, you know, and yet my self-talk sometimes has that, you know, oh, you know, la, la, la. Not always.
Right.
Definitely not always.
And I would invite, you know, Mary, that is awesome that you do that, and I would invite every other parent to do that as well, because what I sometimes hear is, don't dream too big.
Uh-huh. Huh, interesting, yep.
If you don't, you know, hope for something bigger, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
For example, this week, we had our son try out for he wanted to, and we encouraged it, a premier soccer team in our area. And, you know, in all likelihood, they took only, you know, 40%, and, you know, he's a younger player, and hasn't been playing that long. In all likelihood, he will not make that team. However, it was good for him to be around that, to stretch himself, to expand who he's been playing soccer with, to see different level of coaching, to really strive for something bigger and put himself out there.
That would be a whole interesting topic, is the value of kids in sports.
Yes.
And for all of us in sports, because I still play sports too. And there's so much in there about exactly what we're talking about, being part of a team, collaborating, you know, thinking big, all that.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. And it was interesting because a friend of mine didn't want her son to try out because she knew he wouldn't make it, and didn't want to put him up to that possible disappointment. And so there was almost a sense of thinking small there.
Yeah.
About him, his ability to handle disappointment. And I understand there's a fine line between protecting our kids and expanding our kids.
Yeah.
But it is a fine line as a parent. And, you know, I don't judge anyone else's choice. Certainly that he did try out. That was what he really wanted to do. And I really acknowledge her courage for, you know, bringing him and being there. She was very nervous for him. She was very concerned. And so it really took a lot for her. Really kudos to her for being bigger for herself. And that took a lot of strength on her part.
Yeah.
Probably that she doesn't even recognize that she has. Which reminds me, totally different person, but do want to do a shout out to a friend of mine, Shannon, who is really thinking big right now. She's working on a really big writing project, and she's had a lot of opportunities to think small, and she has really stepped it up and allowed herself to think big. So a shout out to Shannon. I told her I would. I just spoke to her recently, and a client of mine, and she's really thinking big when she has had the opportunity to think small.
Go Shannon.
Go Shannon. And I think, so that's an invitation to all of our listeners, is how can you reach out and stretch and be able to change the world? Change your life so that you can change the world. You. And when we ask, who, me? You know, who am I? Exactly. Who are you?
Mm.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, this is very inspiring, Sue.
Thanks for playing with me. I know I've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah, it's great. It actually was a perfect timing for me personally and hopefully for all of our listeners. The invitation stands for you to think big and tell us about it. We want to hear it. We want to be part of your Think Big revolution.
Absolutely. And go and grab a copy of the Think Big Manifesto. You'll be glad that you did.
Sue, have a great weekend, Sue.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive@thrive4success.com. Call us anytime on our listener comment line. 214-615-6505, mailbox number 1877 pound. That's 214-615-6505, mailbox 1877 pound. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.